LERFM Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Local music on the radio. It's time for the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. We meet around these parts every Sunday night at 7 and talk about the local music scene, play your local music. And, well, today, Bob in Utah are recovering.
Recover Fest.
Yes, the Recover Fest 2019. 7 years in the books, my man.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
Thanks to everybody that came out to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, presented by Woodman Life. It wrapped up late last evening, and we packed up and came home early today. And we're ready to play some local music, but we appreciate everybody that came out in support and all of the businesses that came out and were part of our sponsorship package this year. It was great to have this opportunity to just celebrate what is this show and what is this scene and the people that are part of this local music scene.
Yeah, everybody brought their A game as usual. And like you said, the sponsorship this year was awesome. Cooper's Lake was awesome. Many states and the country represented again. Awesome. And we have people flying in for the band jam. I mean, how cool is that?
How about that? Not just driving in with their campers, but flying in specifically for the band jam. So not too shabby from the dunes of Slippery Rock to the beautiful setting of Cooper's Lake.
So once again, in 2020, second weekend of July, you don't plan a vacation unless you're coming to the band jam, and you don't pick that weekend to get married. It just... You got to be at the band jam.
Well, don't pick it because you're going to be changing it, you know, because people are going to go, well, I can't come to your wedding. I've got to go to band jam. So
there you go.
Yeah, second weekend in July. Look forward to it again and appreciate everybody being a part of it this year. This segment being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And, of course, you heard the band Meat Hook over the weekend, and they were coming right out of the walls of the Meat Locker Recording Studio right to the band jam stage for the second year.
Yep. So. Yeah, they always throw down. Their second year, and their first show was at the band jam, so it's awesome to have them back again. Jim has been supporting our show and the local music scene for many years now, so it's just great to have all of that tied together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you didn't get enough of a band jam-style atmosphere, well, then we're here to save the day for you, because coming up on this particular show, we're going to sit down with our friends John Vento and Ronnie Moondog Esser and talk about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival that is coming up July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center, which is down in Cheswick. You probably have seen the top of that complex driving right down 28, and that has a fun connection to the band jam that Utah will explain when we sit down with John and Moondog. But, boy, they've got a great, great lineup of some killer blues and a little bit even expanded outside of the blues area. And, of course, it benefits the Autism Society of Pittsburgh and Band Together Pittsburgh. So for those that are on the spectrum of autism, this is an event that really helps out the cause and really promotes the fact that how people with autism are so connected to music and really persevere through that. And that's a really cool event and the angle part of that. And this is the third year for it. So we'll visit with those guys coming up. But we're going to play you some music here tonight as we get another cup of coffee this late Sunday evening.
Yeah, because it hasn't just been the band jam. It's been three weekends packed with music here. So it's been fantastic kicking it all off with the Big Butler Fair and the Clarks. And, of course, the Borstal Boys opening up for them. And they were a recent guest. So say we throw on their Super Blue Moon, which is kind of a cool tune.
Awesome. Well, we'll do that. And, of course, we have to go to the band jam. And on the stage during band jam, it's something that we've done for 7 years, and that's announced the Grassy winner, as voted on by you, the listeners out there. And for the seventh consecutive year, we were able to present it to somebody who happened to be in attendance at the band jam, and it was early on in our weekend. In fact, second act in on Friday night, we announced that James Graff and Amanda Noah and their song Steady Love had been voted the Grassy Award winner for 2019 by our listeners. Congratulations to Noah Graff and their song Steady Love. We'll hear that coming up on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show.
Jesus loves a joke, I know.
He's right beside me. And he loves the smoke. My dope. He needs to be high to see to the loneliest hand. It's beyond us to think we'd understand how we get by every day. Nothing's gonna change my world.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. And Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Again, post band jam. So if we're a little slow tonight, you'll understand why. We're brought to you tonight by the place that can keep you hopping, though. And that's the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. They're home of the Man Can Special. Yeah, you feel a little bogged down? Head to the Rainbow, get yourself a 24-ounce Man Can. Everything will be all right with the world.
And again, you'll see me sitting at the end of the bar, and you can buy me one.
That's right.
That's the rule. That's how it works.
That is the prerequisite. Longest-running sponsor of our show. We appreciate their support of the show, the Rainbow, down in Freeport. Well, we are very excited to move from one festival right into another festival, getting geared up here for July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center for the return again for the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. And we're very excited to have our good friends, Mr. John Vento, back with us. John?
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you here.
Good to see you.
And we are wishing you well.
Thank you.
A speedy recovery so that we can have you back at the band jam.
Well, can I say, even though I wasn't able to perform at band jam, it was fabulous. It's getting better every year. The audience was great and all the performers. So it was great to be there, even though I couldn't perform.
Yeah, well, we're wishing you well.
Thank you.
Speedy recovery, my friend. And Mr. Ron Moondog Esser is
with us. Hi, how you
Moondog,
doing?
Good to see you back.
Good
with
to
us.
See you, too.
Of course, we're talking about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, and this is a very exciting event, and it comes together to benefit Band Together, Pittsburgh, and, of course, the Autism Society of Pittsburgh as well. Very, very important aspect of that. But it's a celebration of music, and that's what we love to talk about here, don't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, this year, even more than years past, this is our third festival.
Okay.
And this year, we're going to feature a variety of performers on the spectrum.
Okay.
I think a lot of people know about our band Spectrum, well, not our band, but a group of young folks that are on the autism spectrum that perform as a group. But we're going to be integrating a bunch of other performers. It's going to be so special. We've developed this open stage at Steamworks over the past year and have discovered so much talent. And they will be on display July 27th and 28th on the main stage at the festival. So that's what it's all about, celebrating music and how powerful it is, especially for folks that have autism.
That's fantastic, and the connection to music for that. And I think, you know, it was just recently on vacation, people were talking. We had a young man that was with us who was on the spectrum.
Wow.
And they were talking, the family was talking to us about music, and then there was the, I don't know, it was one of the more recent America's Got Talent, where
there was a
young man who was, what, blind and autistic, and was performing. And it's just, it's so amazing to see that musical connection and what drives these young people.
And so many of them are brilliant.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, we get to see it once a month at our open stages, and we're starting to have more open stages. So, you know, the net proceeds from the festival are shared with Band Together Pittsburgh, which is our organization that focuses on music programs for folks on the spectrum, and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, which is an advocacy group. That does so many wonderful, wonderful things.
And Moondog, I know this is near and dear to your heart. And
right.
To have this musical connection
to
bring all of these people together is very special.
Yeah, I mean, it is awesome. And like John said, there's really something about like seeing a kid that doesn't talk at all sing happy birthday to his mother. You know, we do stuff like that. And it's just amazing. Many, many times I've been brought to tears and held back tears. It's really a wonderful thing. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So the festival itself, both days, kicks off at 1:30, and you run it into the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are on sale for it now. People
right
are
now,
get,
yes, yeah. On the website, which is pghbluesrootsfest.com. And, of course, there's a significant discount to get the tickets in advance,
mm-hmm.
Even though they will be available at the gate July 27th and 28th.
And you can buy one day or both
right,
days
or the whole
together.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Now, the weekend passes are not available at the gate. They
okay.
must be purchased in advance.
Okay.
But, yeah, we tried to make it a little more convenient this year through the website.
And very similar to our band jam, I know you have a mm-hmm. cutoff as far as age of younger people.
That is correct.
Get in free, right?
Younger people are definitely get in for free, yeah. And I knew you were going to ask that question. Yeah. 16 and under.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, you know, not only that, anybody that doesn't have the funds or can't afford it, we have scholarships or people that are willing to. So money is not really a factor. If you want to go and you don't have the money, you just need
yep.
to contact
yep.
us.
Now, you guys resurrected this. This was an event that had gone on for years and kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah.
And you guys got together and brought it back with the thought process of having this an all-encompassing effort to celebrate the music, but also help
out. And a little broader type of music. You know, Moondog's the guy, 20-some years with the Pittsburgh Blues Festival, best mm-hmm. known to be at Heartwood Acres. So I think he can address that and it was his idea to bring this back with band together.
Yeah. Well, when that ended, so many people, you know, were disappointed. And, you know, God puts you where he wants you to be. And then we skipped a year, and I thought, well, why don't we just do it for Band Together Pittsburgh? And we moved it to the Sirius Shrine, which is such a great facility. Everything is right there. It's on 29 acres. You know, it's so... I mean, I love it there. Don't you love
absolutely.
It there? It's fantastic. And it's all underneath this big, gigantic, the biggest pavilion you've ever seen.
No columns.
Yeah, and it holds 1,000 people. So even if it's pouring down rain, it doesn't matter.
Interesting yeah. trivia question here. That was the site of the very first band jam.
I remember you
wow.
told us that.
Yep, in 2007 we
see?
Had the band jam. It is a beautiful venue.
It is.
You are
it's
correct.
Great, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Love yeah. it.
I always thought they should have opened up the back side of that stage there so you could play out into that field as well, you know,
yep.
like rotate the stage.
Well,
like
we
that.
Do have a second stage that's out in
yeah.
that field. But it's just kind of funny how, that one ended and then the new one started. And this is so much more fulfilling for me and for John because it's where we need to be,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
where we're supposed to be.
Well, and Moondog also came up with the idea instead of Pittsburgh Blues Festival, it's Blues and Roots.
Mm-hmm.
So we are integrating different styles of music. We're still growing with the Roots. Probably next year you'll see some bluegrass, maybe a little more acoustic-oriented stuff. Of course, we have Zydeco this year, C.J. Chenier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little broader mm-hmm. musical base.
That's awesome. And again, you're filtering in some nationally known acts.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
with
yeah.
the local end of it as well, mixing in a great blend of the talent.
I think so. I think this is one of our strongest lineups. But we've had two great years. You know, Moon has booked these guys for years and years at his club
mm-hmm.
and at festivals and up in Erie where he does major concerts. So it's a great lineup this year.
Well, let's get into the lineup here in the next segment. We'll go through some
okay.
of this and sell some tickets and get some people excited about
you.
This. But we're going to play first out of the gate one of the headliners of your event. Tommy Castro and the Painkillers are coming in.
Love them.
And we're going to play one of their songs, Every Time I Roll the Dice, which is a cover.
Yeah, it's the Delbert McClinton cover, pretty
yeah.
sure, yeah.
Yeah, so let's play a little Tommy Castro and the Painkillers as we continue to preview the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Music Festival. It's at the Sirius Shrine Center, Saturday, July 27th, Sunday, July 28th. The gates open at noon both days, and the event kicks off at 1:30, and you're going to want to be there for the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So sit back, and we'll explain how you get those tickets after you hear some great tunes that you can see at the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. It's here tonight on the Grassroots Show at the Rock Station 97.7.
Don't leave. We're right,
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
We're back to talk Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show. This segment brought to you by Bros' Superette. They are high on the hill, right on the price in the corner of South Main and Rockenstein and Butler. You want to talk about great meats, and sides, you name it, stuff for your grill, or when you're heading to the Blues and Roots Festival, stop up and get some of their beef sticks. Take it along with you. They've got a great variety, cheese-filled, you name it, hot sticks. You can get a whole bunch of stuff that you can just take along. And
what's the name of that street? Rockenstein.
Rockenstein.
Oh, my God. Come on. That's the best name ever. Where is that place? I got to go over
there.
Yeah,
right. Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price. Bros is Superette.
Man, that's something.
Yeah, we've got John Vento and Ronnie Moodendog Esser with us talking about the Blues and Roots Festival that is coming up July 27th, 28th. Coming into the break, we just heard Dana Fuchs. Marvelous. What a beautiful voice that she has. She's going to be part of the festival this year.
Yeah, and she played Janis Joplin in that movie Across the Universe, which was like a musical about, of course, the Beatles song, and it's really cool. You know, I got to say, one of the things that I really like about these festivals, because I've been doing this so long, I book people that are not only good, but they're really nice. And, you know, like, they'll sign autographs, they'll take pictures. And so I guess what I'm saying is not only are they talented, there's a bunch of really great human beings that are going to be there performing. And a lot of them that have ties to autism.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Family members, you know, we go out of our way to try to find people that are really sensitive to what we're doing.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a great effort, and 3 years strong now that you guys have been putting this together.
Yeah.
And I would imagine the crowds are getting stronger every year because people have discovered it.
Last year in attendance. You know, Utah mentioned the venue's great. We have the outdoor stage, and then we have the undercover. They're both kind of outdoor. The weather is not a factor for our one stage at all, which is really cool.
Yeah. So you're able to keep the music flowing then the entire time.
Oh, absolutely.
Time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Back and forth, yep.
So we heard Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, and now we heard Dana Fuchs. Who are some of the other folks that are going to be in attendance at the festival?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll run through the lineup real quick. You know, you mentioned Tommy and Dana, and we have C.J. Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band, Jideco, Gary Hoey, Vanessa Collier, Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. And then we've got a great lineup of our local and regional artists. Coming back this year is our tribute to the legendary Women of the Blues. That's a killer show. Dave Miller and the Other Sinners. We've got Bill Toms coming back. Jill West is going to be there. Soul Radio with their lead singer, Shylan Abram, who's on the spectrum, and he's blind. Wow. He is just a Stevie Wonder, just incredible.
And if you think that kid on The Voice or whatever was good,
Shylan Abram is
for the month.
Young Pierce Dipner. Do you know Pierce, the young blues player, 15 years old? And this guy is a great player and a great singer. Oh yeah, and he's been to Memphis as a representative of the local Blues Foundation, Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Of course, our IBC winner, This year, that's Bobby Thompson, right. Another young artist. And we've got the band together, Pittsburgh DJs, and the most important performers for us were all the folks that are on the spectrum that will be on the two stages performing throughout the festival.
That's one heck of a lineup.
It is. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, well, we just had Bobby Thompson as part of the Justin Wade band at the Band Jam. Yeah. And he's going to be going off to Memphis.
To Memphis, yeah. Bobby will be, and he's our IBC winner this year.
Yeah.
You know, International Blues Challenge.
Man.
So he will be featured. He'll be opening Moondog makes it a tradition that the IBC winner opens the festival.
Okay. All right. So you'll definitely
You have some history with Gary Hoey, so you know you can tell us a little bit about that.
He's a cool guy. Yeah. He simply is. You were talking about decent human beings. He was cool to hang and talk with everybody and was just fun to be around.
So. And the Roots thing really comes to light there with him because he's not a blues act. He's a rock and roll guy. And he brings it. And people around here love him.
Yeah.
He hasn't been around for a while.
But his new album, his 2019 album here, is very, very blues-based.
Is he?
It is very blues-based. So I think he's going to have some new material he's going to be playing.
I guess he doesn't want to compete with Bruce Springsteen, I guess.
He can play guitar, though.
Yeah, he can play guitar.
And a nice guy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's even as much as the music, it's about being around a bunch of people that are really cool, for the lack of a better word. They're just cool, fun people.
Well, can I mention Tinsley Ellis, what he did for us a few weeks ago?
Sure.
You know, Tinsley Ellis, the great blues artist. Mm-hmm. He has, is it a nephew with autism?
His daughter.
He has a daughter with autism, and he was performing at Moondogs, a full sold-out show. And earlier of that day in the afternoon, he did a private acoustic concert for families, for folks on the spectrum and their families.
Wow. For free. And
Moondogs, for free. You know, the guy's got a show that night. At 3:30, he comes and does another concert. So that's an example of the kind of people. And Tinsley, of course, was at our first festival.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful guy he is.
Yeah. The power of music coming together.
It really is.
It's universal.
Yes.
Universal language.
Definitely. And you know what's really great about it is we're already thinking about who we're booking for next year. It's like, can we get Tab and Walk? Can we, you know, it's like, yeah, as long as we can get the money, we'll be good, right? It'll be
fun. Unfortunately, there is a financial aspect to all this.
So buy tickets, please, buy tickets. And again, it's an inexpensive weekend for you to celebrate this music and what is going on and the whole cause. Again, especially if you buy in pre-sale. Now, if you go to the festival website, pghbluesrootsfest.com,
mm-hmm.
You can find out all your information. You can buy your advance tickets there.
$25 a day or $40 for both days combined. And by the way, we have great food trucks, a full bar. The whole thing is relatively inexpensive. And as Moon mentioned, we want to stress, if there's folks or families that don't have the means to do it, shoot us a note on our website, and we will absolutely take care of that for you.
That's amazing.
That's part of what we do.
That's amazing. Do you guys have a Facebook presence on this?
Oh, yeah.
So
Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, we have a Facebook page. And our Band Together Pittsburgh page also has a lot of information on our programs with Band Together.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on the effort of keeping this going strong.
Thank you, Bob. Thank
getting
you for your
strong.
Support. For you and Utah, you've always been, from day one, you guys have been very supportive of us.
Hey, if you have a second, why don't you tell them about the open stage at Steamworks?
Sure. We host these monthly open stages, which it's really a treat. A lot of these young people come, they bring their phone, and they have a song on their phone, and they come up and sing kind of like karaoke. But then we have all these instruments set up. From drums to keyboards to guitar amps and so on, and they jam. Moondog, I missed the last one, the first one I've missed. He hosted it, and because he was the host, it was jam-packed.
I mean, and it was really fun. So if you really want to get a good grip on what we do, go to the Steamworks the second Sunday of every month from 2 to 5.
2 to 5.
Yep.
We bring pizza in, then we get ice cream at the end, and families. See the thing about the music, it's great for the young people, but we've created a whole family, an extension of a social kind of situation that's just beautiful to see.
It is.
And really, it's really cool.
Well, Well, congratulations,
Thank
guys.
You.
Keep
Thanks.
Up the great work in both aspects. John, best speedy recovery in your work
you.
On The Voice.
I'll be fine,
and,
I think.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I kind of like
on the voice?
Not hearing him talk all the time.
I bet you.
Well, Moon's just jealous of my sexiness, okay? And it's horrible.
Two wonderful people in the studio with us here tonight. We're honored to have you guys both here and celebrate this wonderful event. Saturday, July 27th and 28th, the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival at the Sirius Shrine Center. Again, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com for more information. Get those tickets and help out the causes. Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. We're going to do a couple more tunes, and we're going to tie it into the event as well, as we're going to do a little cut from Joe Grushecki, because Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers are going to be there. We're going to do a cut from one of his solo albums, get you some Joe Grushecki in. And we're also going to be doing some Gary Hoey from his brand new album. And this is a song that features Eric Gales as well on this cut called Under the Rug. So here's a little blues for you to get you set as well. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you guys.
It.
Appreciate it.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
summertime cookouts with the grill blazing and all the aromas of delicious food spreading through the neighborhood. You'll only want to serve the best quality products. The answer is simple. You pick Bros' Superette. They have plenty of hot dogs, burgers, and deli items that will make all your neighbors' mouths water. Bros' Superette is catering the 2019 Music for the Cure event, and they invite you to join them Saturday, August 24th from 1 to 11 p.m. in Carn City. Many amazing musical artists will be performing. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased at Bros' Superette, along with some great quality food.
Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Well, now that the band jam is over, look ahead to Saturday, July 27th and Sunday, July 28th, especially if you like the blues. It's the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, which will kick off Saturday at the Pavilion stage of the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh with Bobby Thompson in the groove at 1:30. And it continues all evening right into Sunday as well, with performances gearing up again at 1:45 Sunday. It all benefits Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, Saturday, July 27th and Sunday, July 28th at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. On Friday, July 19th, catch Washboard Tony at the Saxonburg Hotel. The following night, he'll be at the American Legion in Butler. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, why not travel up to Erie to Scotty's Martini Bar on Wednesday, July 24th, and catch Utah from the Noble Hops Band.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Want to give a shout out to you, Utah, and Shady Lady Productions for the great work that you did with the Big Butler Fair. I know you work with another station for some music as part of the event, but of course the Clarks and the Borstal Boys, we were very honored to be a part of that, and we appreciate being involved with you and having that opportunity. But you had some great lineups. Anytime that you can include Henry Paul in any event, that's a good thing. So a little pat in the back, my friend.
Yeah, good stuff. It's been a fun 3 weekends, no doubt about it.
So now we get to go have a beer with no pressure and nothing in line, right?
Correct.
Yes. Sit back and I'm waiting for the next Noble Hop show.
Man cans at the Rainbow. There we go.
There you go. So, but salute out to the hard work in the month, and of course the hard work that you put into the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It's very special to be connected to that, and of course the legacy that is Shady Lady Productions. So we really appreciate that and our involvement here on the Rock Station
legacy
side of things. Well, hey, you know, I mean, what is it now? You know, we're going to be celebrating another birthday. So, you know, pushing 15 years, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
14, 15, somewhere around there.
Yeah. So. Well, won't be too far off.
Yeah. So. Another reason to have a beer.
That's right. And, of course, as you listen to this music here tonight, friends, and especially, you know, when you hear songs from, you know, some of the newer groups that we've had on this year, the Borstal Boys and more, keep your ear to the radio, kids, because you heard the Grassy Award winner tonight. We're already talking about Grassy 2020 and Band Jam 2020. So when you start hearing these tunes, you know, make a request, keep a file of them, get ready to vote again next year.
It starts now, and I guarantee you there is nothing more you can do, have a greater impact on the Grassy than by calling, emailing, whatever, contacting the radio station and requesting your favorite band or your favorite local band. They will play it. They'll put it on, and that has a big impact.
Yeah, it really does. Makes an effort. And for you listeners out there that are connected with a band or any band members, get us your music. That's how you get it on the radio. Grassroots, all one word, grassroots at bcrnetwork.com, stands for Butler County Radio. Simple email with a little bio and an MP3 track, and we can get you on the air.
Yep, absolutely. And, I mean, we're booked up through the year already. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, how about it? Well, let's spin a couple of past Grassy Award winners. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, you speaking of the other show we had with Henry Paul and his band Blackhawk, we had the Shiners on that bill. And of course, the Shiners always bring up their one of Pittsburgh's most recognizable bands right now, I think. So yeah. I say we play their past Grassy nominated song Way Back Home.
All right, let's do that, and we'll play our two-time reigning champs who just had their crown passed on for a year, but they'll be eligible next year, and who knows, maybe this will be a Grassy nominee. Anger the Ant, of course, and their song Wonderland, and we'll get together and do this again next week right here on The Rock Station 97.7 and The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Spend the last $10 on a pack of guitar strings. Rabbit hole goes, I wanna bump my head.
what my Mad Hatters were. Which way should we go? The destination's unknown. If we aim for somewhere or anywhere, any road will get us there for sure. Said I wanna know how deep this rabbit hole goes. I wanna bump my head and bruise my soul. I want my wonderland on the other hill. I want my Mad Hatter's world. The greatest puzzle is who we are. You've gone crazier by far. But my tall and my dear, the best people usually are. Said I wanna know how deep this rabbit hole. I want my Mad Hatter's world.
1979, Sony introduces the Walkman.
The Sony Walkman is a tiny stereo cassette player with truly incredible sound.
Three's Company, Dallas and the Love Boat are popular on TV. And WLER is launched on your radio. Happy 40th, WLER, Butler Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Yeah.
play my music?
Yes.
The Rock Station, 97.7. The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Your heart is out. I see. But the ghost of Carolina just won't let me be. I got my finger on the trigger. My eyes are cold and dry. And I'm waiting for the time.
Station.
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Summer is the time for picnics, pools, popsicles, and purses. That's right, it's time for YWCA's Purses for a Purpose, presented by Deal Toyota. I'm Elizabeth Short, president of YWCA Butler, inviting you to join us on Sunday, July 28th at the Vagabond Center for Purses for a Purpose, a day of fun, laughter, and lots of designer purses. We'll be giving away over 120 designer bags from names like Coach, Versace, Kate Spade, Michael Kors, Marc Jacobs, Tory Burch, and many more. So grab your friends and get your tickets now. Don't miss your chance to win over $15,000 in prizes. To get your ticket, call YWCA Butler or visit facebook.com/YWCA Butler. Heat up your summer with YWCA's Purses for a Purpose, presented by Deal Toyota.
Now hear this, now hear this. Sharpen your cutlasses. There may be skullduggery ahead.
Come on, everybody, we're going!
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Bloody road remains a mystery.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Life is fleeting by the snow. It chills us to the wave. It feeds me to the bone. And it's alright. Unless you feel you're too late.
This is coming.